Yes, yebazi wenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katugateko kukusaba kuno.
Let's join on unto the prayer.
Tulina wetu wako makumurodi guri.
We ended somewhere last time.
Ngabutuba tujuze bidambe byensonga.
And when we feel meaningful words.
Mukamwakafu.
In our mouth.
Katonda kitafu mwete kifo kutuuliriza mukusaba.
Father, ready to hear us in our praying.
Setuari kulaba. Ensonga lwaki tusaba.
Now we saw the reason why we pray.
Ne lwaki tuwete kat. Nengeri yokwete katikamu.
How the way of preparing ourselves. Let's move on and see why we pray. And how we prepare ourselves.
We'll
move on with praying. According to Job 23, God speaks this on the issue of prayer. Most of you, you may say we've been praying for a long time.
And
God never laid his heart onto our prayer. But he says, but that we too had meaningful words.
So yet
he too waited for meaningful words. According to Job 23, move on, read on the heading we began with, which says, why do we pray?
Yes.
How do we prepare to enter prayer? Job
is Musatu. Job
23 from verses 1.
Awo Yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti, nereero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu. Okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mulimu abantu.
There are people.
Nga tugenda mu maaso ga Mukama.
We go before the Lord.
Ne tumusaba olw'embeera ze tuyitamu.
We ask him of the situations we pass through.
Naye n'ayongera bwongezi n'atukuba.
And the brother moves on to beat us.
Oba n'ayongera n'akuteeka ku bunkenga.
Or he moves you, put more tension upon you.
Sere bisinga abantu bagamba.
Many times people say.
Katonda ndi mu bizibu ate onnyongerako bizibu.
God, I'm in problems, you're adding more problems on me.
Kati ku luno bwaddayo taddayo kusaba.
Now this time when they go back, they never pray.
Agenda ku complaininga.
They go into complaining to God.
Kati Katonda n'atuuka n'ayongera n'amunyigiriza.
And God moves to press them more till you realize it that what you pray there is no meaning in them. Let me praise you more
till
you discover that your complaint is rebellious for lacking meaningful words. Most of you, you're out there praying,
but
never taught you how to pray. Don't know the reason why you pray.
Many
people say, but apostle, can't say we don't know why we pray. People don't know why they pray. People think they pray because they are in need, but they are forgotten. In Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and to 9.
And
truly God knows what we need before we ask him of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
if you read it well, that Matthew,
Matthew 6:7-9. Yes,
praise Jesus. That the Father himself knows what we need before we ask him of them. But you think, why is he not giving them to us? He knows we're in need.
He
refused to give us. But we've not discovered yet. Why do we pray?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, last time God used to just give us when we were in the garden. And he planned, created man. He took him in the garden. He
saw
he's not rejoiced well. He planned to help us for him. The birds, the animals. Man rejoiced more. But joy had not gotten complete. He made a suitable helper for him. He gave bit to him.
Joy
got complete in all he needed. When the woman caused the man to sin, when God rebuked him,
Adam,
how did it happen? The woman you gave me, it's you gave me the woman. Did I ask you the woman?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
From then God says, if you
say
woman to marry, come ask me, gain favor from me. You now this time go see yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
This time go see yourself. Go see yourself.
Oyino kuzura nti wetaga.
How to discover your needs?
Era nozura.
Did you discover?
Nti katonda akimanyi nti wetaga.
God knows you are in
need. Naye yaganye okuwa kubanga tomanyi kozesa.
But refuse to give you don't know how to use.
Ekyo yakitugamba mu Yakobo esule yokona.
In James 4.
Naagamba nti mubisaba mubikoze okwegomba kwa mwate.
If you use them for your wrong motives.
Now you
have to discover it. That
the reason of your
prayer is not
that you are
in need,
but the
Father knows it.
But it's
improving him
that you are
going to use them rightful.
There, a
church can shout many
words. God says, I'm not going
to mind you
any words. Your many words, for
you think will be heard of your many words.
First, feel
meaningful
words.
And explain it to
me. You're
going to use them how?
Once you
discover why you pray.
He
can give you without praying and asking for him.
You've not
discovered
yourself
that you are in need. When he will give you,
use
wrongly.
The
car you will knock it down.
Get an
accident, you tell him, Lord, you never protected me.
And
he says, no.
You
must learn how to use them well.
You
know, God can give you a car.
Discover
the real
name. And
you explain it to him.
Then how you're
going to be using it.
He gives you
an angel to protect him.
In
driving it.
And you
reach, you drive speedily.
And
the angel flies off goes
reporting. When the
man is driving speedy, I've left him to knock.
Although
I told them reduce
speed, I
told them me they are in time.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
The problem
is right there.
In this world,
we've never discovered
it.
Why do we pray?
We
pray because we are in need.
Perhaps
he doesn't realize and know our reason.
Maybe he
doesn't know we are in
need.
Now, Lord,
this
day.
You
want to
prove that
you are in need of something he has not realized.
It knows
them, you need them.
But reason
in one thing, you're going to use them how?
Remember,
last time when he gave
you, he
used wrongly.
Which,
and he said, we have blessings.
You
forget it's me who gave you.
People
of the world robbed me, you too, my child, you want to rob from me.
He said the entire
country robs from him the tithe and the
offering.
Yet he gave them.
Did
my child do the same thing?
Now
you, my
child, I'm not going
to be giving
you
till you realize how to use them
right. The
reason why children of God don't have.
He doesn't
want to give them to get destroyed.
He said, let the
evil be given to eat and die and never complain.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Now
you child of God. Discover one thing.
How
am I going to use?
Not that I
don't have because I do not need.
That
God doesn't
know.
I know he's aware of it.
My reason don't get
been clear
before me. How
I'm going to be using.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When you go to prayer, God doesn't know what you want.
And you
say, but God,
I'm
put on fasting,
I'm
sold.
Why?
Don't see what I pray.
You
say, your
hand is not
shattered.
You can
never
say, but
your unrighteousness
is
departed if you
say,
ask. I don't repent.
On this
issue is not repentance, which is your problem.
Your
problem
is
why you pray.
When they
learn,
God
refuses because I don't repent.
It's not over
your repentance.
Repenting
all your days,
I know that.
Explain how you're using
these things.
I know you need them. The archangels even who give them and provide.
But
first discover the reason. This one moved on to complain. And God pressed him more. Trapped him in all aspects. And Satan attacked. God withdrew protection.
And
what Job was to discover was one. Maybe God is testing me. There are people who see problems and they end up praying and they say, Lord, why would you leave me in this situation?
Maybe
this full stop testing you and then it's past the test. Maybe God has cast me. Now I seem cast. Begin to say, I regret the day I was born.
You know,
Job has ever spoken such words.
Thing
was what he was to discover. This God is testing me.
Can't
leave me, I know of, I'm sure of
it.
Once you discover the deal is up to.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. After you discover that, things get quickened.
After
Job discovered,
he
began to speak good and the Spirit added good things to him.
And
he argued with his three colleagues.
And
the others told him, you were the one encouraging us, now you are the one crying this time.
He
responded with God's wild.
Yes, he was.
Praise Amen. Jesus. Let's move on in Job and we hear.
Job 23:3. Singa mani jenyiza okumula bida. Singa nyiza okutuka na wali entebe ye. Ruokona. Nadi lanyisa ensonga yange mumaso ge.
Nti nadi baddeko ne ensonga.
I would have had a reason.
Nga sigenze bugenzi kusaba
asaba. I'm going to just pray.
Na ina kuruno nine ensonga za nyonyola.
I have reasons that I'm explaining to God.
Mukusaba kwangi.
In my praying.
Kwanga nkimanyi yema yeneta gabi.
I know what I need is aware of them.
Cheneta gako kuba ne ensonga.
What I need is to have meaningful words.
Munyonyole ekama.
Explain him, Lord.
Kari kumurundi kuli nakoza bubi.
Another time I used wrongly.
Niye kuruno
but this time I prove.
Nina kubanga bana bulungi nawe.
I want to share well with you.
Kubanga nkimanyi.
For I know well.
Byombo bimba because se mulambo no.
Give me for using in life.
Nemukuweleza.
And for serving you.
Kati nina okugabanya mu ebirundi ebi.
I divide portions too.
Nkoze se mulambo no.
Give for my life.
Nemukuweleza.
And for serving you.
Nge kisubizo bwechi. Ekisubizo kyo bwechagamba.
Promise said.
Mupite chokubiri.
Second Peter.
Esulesoka nonyoro kusa.
Chapter 1:3.
Mupite chokubiri echo.
Second Peter.
Esulesoka nonyoro kusa.
Chapter 1:3.
Bible yegamba bwete.
Bible says this.
Katusomeyo ko ulire.
Let's read there and we hear.
Peter echo kubiri esulesoka nolunyiriri rokusatu.
Second Peter chapter 1:3.
Kubango buyinsa bwo bwakatonda. Bwe bwatu wesa byonna ebyobulamu nebyokuweleza Katonda. Olwokutegeerera ddala oyo. Eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what happens?
Nti obuyinza bwe.
That is divine power.
Bwo bwagaba dda.
Gave us all.
Bitwetaaga mulamu muno.
Need for this life.
Ne mukumuweereza. Nti ensonga enkulu munda. Tusobole okunywera mu kumutegeerera ddala.
Spend in knowing and understanding him. Now imagine. God is providing
for you.
You no more have time to understand him.
Big deal, niche.
I have much deals to crack.
Time of sitting,
standing correct. But the reason why you're given.
Kuongera kubanga. Oh, yeah, una kuposon ekuyambe.
Separate a portion, help you.
Endaro jikose mkuweleza.
Now they use it for something.
No kukakano yongero kumutegeera.
That you move on to understand him.
The
reason you get to be contradicted with God.
Katonda nga yali kusaidi na nawo.
On another side, you two on another side.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus so much.
Ate kizibu checho.
The problem is that
abana ba Katonda.
The children of God.
Nebuona abatonda atulanti ndokosi.
Even though you don't confess yourself.
Na yenga joli achimanya oli mwana we.
Out there he knows you.
Kamulira chakunyigira yo musibu
kan. Press you from the world.
Dadya kuwa oge
no bulenes. Give you get lost with the world.
Bakarona azure songa
till you discover his deal.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
In the one roaming up and down.
Okay,
you go in the shrines, it never works for you. Though you go in the shrine,
even
if you try
to put
it's you they segregate food aside.
Even whatever
you had, they sweep it off, they take it.
And
I said, my child, I will not give you from there.
No,
I know you are at the synagogue of Satan. I will not give you from there. You realize
my grief.
And if you die poor like Lazarus, yet you've made it in heaven. Now, brethren, press your life.
Discover
the reason of prayer. The preparations evolved. Now, God can say, let me test them.
Leave
them go to a false prophet. And
the
sign and the miracle, it will happen. Test this child whether they love me. Now the first
sign
comes to pass, even the second.
The third
one beats all of them. Prophet, what is wrong here? You enter into deeper faith. Now go sell your land you have. Come, go into pain. Sell it, destroy it.
The
problem not discovered is that.
If
you go with a false prophet, and they prophesy, it happens. And they
are
passed 2 years or three. And
he
sweeps off all of them. Prophet and prophet. The one you're serving is not God. I want to discover my deal. You have not refused. I want to give you.
But
problem, you are happy you've not discovered my reason.
Because the
use them for life
and
for serving
you.
Humble that you understand me. Let's read Deuteronomy 13 and we see. Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Ekyamateeka essuula ya 13 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Bwe wanaabanga wakati mu ggwe nabbi oba omulosi w'ekirooto, n'akuwa akabonero oba ekyamagero, olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira, kye yakugambako ng'ayogera nti, tugoberere bakatonda abalala b'otomanyanga era tubaweerezenga.
Yes, you ever
see. Praise Jesus.
Why is Okuma on Nabi?
There can appear a prophet or a dream of dreams.
You
know, these days, these ones are many. They dream about you. And they say, I saw you. And the prophet says, I see you. You are crying because of finances. But God has set you free. After giving
this,
there is holy water which is
covered.
This handkerchief, you see it.
Yes.
There is Jesus within it.
After
giving you a sign,
and
you saw things happen, the dream is clear, it's come to pass. And
it
tells you now this God, of our God, of this place. I don't say this place, the one of that place you've gone to.
The
worship is not of one place.
The
God who is within him are things in heavens and earth.
It's not
made temples like or shrines. This one is a synagogue.
But the same
Spirit puts his presence here. And is within us. And he watches and appears to us. But it's not in one place.
He can
see how will he reign over people elsewhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If it's a place,
they in heaven will be with who?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The truth is this. That prophet, you go there and you're in need. And God says, okay. Escape me to go and be safe from there. Let me leave you. And they do it to you there.
And
after it will sweep off whatever you have.
nakugezesa
naraba test you and sees
omwana ndo bwe mutaba nabbi banabo mulimba
if I look them in the false prophets
ababbi ababbira wamu
nesitan those who rob with the devils
ne banyaga ebyange ne bamuwa
they brought my peace they give them
kanda bo banjagala
let me see whether they love me
iyo jo wungira notandika
that's why you get mad
at katonda wagundi akora
the god of this man is working
I was don't know what the god wenga no no chali na katonda kadoka katonda wagundi
god you are on the god of that man
nebaza katonda
uwo
musajja wa katonda
the man of god
uwo na mwebaza
kitarona
mwana ko wamvudde
mu child you've given up on me
agari buliriza mchama teka
listen in the tournament
13 onyoruda ko
13 the next verse
mchama teke sura 13 no linyoro kusatu
the tournament 13 verse 3
tawuliranga bigambo bya nabbi oyo obo mulosi we biroto oyo kubanga mukama katonda wa mwe ngabakema okumanyanga mwagala mukama katonda wa mwe no mutima gwa mwe gonna nememe ya mwe yonna
olide kiriwo
you hear what happened
that katonga kule ko genda wana bukulimba
go for false prophets
obo mulosi we kiriwo
a dreamer
ade baba rosi batangura nyo
dreamers travel much
ebatira tandika nyo makonga
really begin synagogue
babera nyo nebyoto yoto
half altars
ero basingana wakiri kubuyumba bwabwe
in their houses
mufofofo bweyo
kubwenja places out there different places
musingana
you find them
makaba yanga
god told me
tebakoma kubabenzi nabubi nabikolwa bibi
robbers thieves and immoral people
ninga babira balote biroto bya basitan
dreams of the devil
nebakkebera namu nebakula
and check even see what concerns you
naga kubulire
and say tell you what
ojiba ino ine kizimba
tundu chenna kan a tumor in that part
arogero kizula
ncheje jenyini cover it's exact
imukama
the lord
kumbe katonda leri agamba kanda bo mwa nono leri basi bazimo banjagala no
kutima bwo with all their hearts
kati bwe naganya eri okumuwa alimo kubula nagende wana byo bulimba
byambe the first prophet to help them
kamurabe
let me see the child
ngaba bikukolera ngotani
before you begin
made simanya
I did know
nti ori namukama na katonda
god
nakuogera kebibi
I spoke evil things on you
ndori nabbi wabuli
you are a false prophet
you kuvorwali nasinza nakatonda
I worship your god
ndiga kama nagana ye bananga
but
sakati wangudde mu mwana wange
use
wanzi kirizo okubera omulokozi wo ngobye
be your savior you've chased me this time
sivenga wali katonda
wo
anga katonda wange
mazima ampo truly is my god
ulina katonda
you have god
ngakati uno mwana yakado yarokoka ku mulundi kuli nakiriza yesu obanedda
jesus or not
banange yesu aboruganda yesu yebasiwe
jesus
yesu wo mushajjo
jesus of that man
gotu batuereza
is the one we serve
ali garuna nakulabeyo
kabanange sees you out
kuruno mweganye
rejected him
akubisizana nakulekera test nabuvuli banako lechama
kubichukirira the miracle came to pass
omurosi nakulota kone kibera
dreams apolio and happens
nogamba bulijjo nalaba denna
olonga isoso
nensaba katonda nimusaba ngatawulira
uvudde you
give up ngende katonda wo musajjo
you got the god of this man
enyimba nezifuruma katonda wagundi akora
the god of that man is working
kakati katonda go yakutonda
the god who created you
yafuka wagundi yeka
he came possessed by that person
guno musambwa muzimu chichino
demonic spirit what
temuri katonda temumanyi katonda ali kumusajjo
don't know the god upon that man
mutwe
on the head where
kakati tabwa weri
now the problem is right
wezure nsonga yo wakati wone katonda mubye wetaga
what you need
kubanga ye amanyi nti obyeta
those you are in need of them
na ye nsonga
but the reason
don't nazura bigambo bya nsonga
but meaningful words
yogendo kumutegeza ngengeri yogendo kozesa
tell him and how you're going to be using them
ataba mu mubiyogera kumwana yenga mutima bwake
be on the mouth but when he checks the heart
ngatebili yo
they are not in the heart
si ombise farao ni
boyo go call me an amateur
onimba kumimwa sikimanya mutima gobe kulowoza
think I don't know what your heart thinks
ati obana bakatona basigalanga bali
muvi children of god remain bad law
abo monsinga bagagawa
one of the world are getting rich
wana bakatona tandika ka business
for they begin a business child of god
abo monsinga tandika wali
if the one of the world begins a business next
wana bakatona ngatabikola
the child of god things are not working
Ninga bwayogera katonda ku mulimu awo. Katonda wa
God. And they are speaking of their God. But things are getting dangerous. The business is falling gradually. And they borrow, injecting much money, it gets as if it's moving.
Ever since
they got that business,
you say,
I think you've seen my Jesus.
But yes, when I come over, you are going to be a business.
Let me make it sleep.
The Sifan is my face, and you want
to
go back
to this. I'm equated to gold, neither silver.
When you come back, you are going to be
up 17.
Come in and wind up a cabin at
30.
Katonda ya kore gurunes.
God who made heavens and earth.
The Sifan is my face, and you want
to
go back to this.
I'm equated to gold, neither silver.
You can't equate
to a car and you say Jesus arose for me. People, Jesus created things in heaven and
earth.
And we live in him and move in him. That is the
Lord
of
hosts.
It's the God I believed.
It is
given it these additions you see.
And
then he discovered this child.
Business
cannot take off all their understanding. Through a business, what is that?
Yes,
you saw Jesus. And the pastor's corruptible in mind even.
Who
thinks that the fear of God is having much profits. When they bring a car walking, they walk breaking like that. And they enter it. And they tell you,
yes,
Jesus arose for me.
Anyone
can get revealed of that?
You
see that?
Yes, you have
read a rose for me in that car.
Now,
you
are
in the church knowing Jesus has never risen for you.
Yet
you believed him. Now, what did you believe then? I don't know whether people of Nazareth saw Jesus.
But
that they didn't give them houses and cars. But he was born there.
Even
in your heart you know it.
Jesus
has never risen for you.
Not
yet gotten a house and a car. Not risen for that now. Be there.
We spread
our risk for you through a car.
Ever since it
was on your heart and you know, and you opened for him, he entered. You have to believe that he arose for you.
Amen.
The rest to keep on doing them.
Told
us Revelation
3:20.
I am on your heart, knocking. Open for me, I enter. If we die together, I am the enters.
Chokajari.
Yet is in the heart.
I
have not seen you yet. How do you do that to your master?
No,
you tell him,
I've
not seen you yet.
You're not
risen for me. Through the gospel.
No,
you open your heart, you say, be my savior. I am there.
But
you can't see Jesus on the cross. And you are with him. The men were two. One on the right, on the left hand. They are crucified here. Even Jesus is crucified with them.
Then,
on the cross himself, he can give them liberty.
The
another who told you must save yourself. Must save yourself. Then you will be able to save.
Wise man of the right
hand. You know, God is always on their hand, the left hand. That goat you saw, it's
at the stop.
Now there was a sheep on the right hand. You told him, Lord.
You
told him, this is why the
opposite happened.
He had to hold in salvation.
Our Lord,
when you reach your kingdom, remember me. Now,
you are
supposed to go to hell, come back, raise up, the man is sent to the paradise to meet him.
You
right there, he is there.
Are you asking him busy? Boga man, yes.
It prompts you to rise from where you're hiding.
We are
with together.
The
problem is that
but
if we try to discover the reason why we pray,
if
we prepare ourselves well,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's possible well God to hearken to you. The man was on the cross.
The right
hand of the Lord Jesus.
He
discovered the reason how to pray.
His
first rebuke, the other told him,
whatever
we are into, we are worthy to be in it.
To be
crucified by this one is not worthy.
But
you know what he had first discovered? His Lord.
Amen.
He had
discovered this is God. And he told me, you know what? My Lord. When you reach your kingdom, remember me.
The Lord said,
prayer has been lacking, but now,
let
me correct your prayer. Let me meet you in paradise.
Amen.
So, can you
move in? Let me fight with your problems.
Amen.
If
you'll
be
discovered,
most of us think where we are, where we pass.
Yes,
Jesus is not there. Where are the problems there?
Why
discover the reason of praying?
What
we need that God doesn't know that.
He
knows it. Reason is not yet been clear.
It's
not ready to give you. What's going to destroy you?
You
don't profit in the entire world. And you forfeit your soul. Now be there at least. When you discover you're not use them wrongly, and he gives you. And the children of God hang there.
I won't know.
There.
Abasumba wabare mo kubuka. Ngabo uliranti awari mekere ukora.
That's why we should, the stroke failed to fly.
Agadi wabasumba wabare mo kubuka.
Now the pastor failed to go beyond that and still let's resort to Illuminati. This point has failed. Let's go under the ocean. God's refused to give us. And they went thought for evil powers. They didn't discover the reason why they were asking for the power of God. For they prayed for God's power.
That
they would they wanted to
give them.
Give you if that's your motive.
Never pray
for power.
They
fasted. He refused. And they got saddened.
One by one ended
in the ocean.
Again,
power which is not good.
If
we had the good power there.
But because
and the prayer is wrong. I will not give you.
Pastors
began to be
despised.
Others they got
bewitched.
Witchcraft captured them.
The
things of this God.
And they
poor.
And
they were in the papyrus
practice.
And they reached to get all that they fall off. And they said,
friend,
what kind of God is this? He has pressed us.
God
had no problem. They were those who had a problem themselves.
As
they inquired from their colleagues in America, you the way you are into, that God you joke with him.
It's
not easy.
Come
and we tell you.
When
they traveled America and they perverted it
to other people,
the gospel brightness of the
abandoned.
It wants what level of righteousness. Most of them reign in power of God. They
change
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. What God them called
Thomas Paul.
Told them, call me your ministry this
high way of holiness.
Highway of holiness. When
he
went to America, he came back, he said, it is miracle center now.
These
things of holiness, I've tried them, but they're not easy. Who knows that man? The living God gave him. When he called him,
he called him.
Men with miracles abroad.
Go
inquire from them how they came. Yet they're the ones who first got tired.
They
pray the powers of God. And the reason of using them is not rightful. You know, Simon says, when he asked for the power of God,
in
Acts chapter
8,
he said, give me of that power. Whoever will lay my hand on, they will be filled of the Spirit.
He
brought money to buy off the power of God.
He
told him, how do you think you can buy the gift of God? People fasted and through fasting God will give them power and he never gave them. After they had fasted and they don't know where we got the power. We fasted to get the power. You two must pay for the power. And they didn't give them power. And they decided to go under the ocean.
So Chenkugamba Uganda,
what I tell you, brethren,
discover
the reason of your praying.
So
the reason why you pray to God. Not that he doesn't know you are in need.
Achimanyi.
He knows of it.
And
due to you see your needs. But your reason is not upon that. Reason is to explain what you're going to be using them. And they come from the bottom of your heart. Speak on your mouth, God remains seeing you. I want to request you one thing. Let's quicken the new generation with the full knowledge of God. That we don't lack anything. And we have all. We don't fall in the hands of the evil. And they claim to help us. After we align our souls, reasons of asking what we need,
God
will provide us in the shortest time. Don't hang on when we are in need. You know, many times there is this church we study in Revelation 3 from verses 15. It's the church which was there and they had gotten everything physical. But forgot the meaning of the things they had gotten.
They began
to say, we don't need anything. We have blessings. When God came and he told them, you are wretched. You are pitiful.
Beat
and destroy the entire church. You hear seven churches which are in Ephesus. They first got physical things and they deceived themselves. God, we are with you.
They
went in the best synagogue of the devils and they got that money there and
said,
we have everything we are in need of. Let's read Revelations. Revelation 3:16.
Bwe kityo, kubanga olina ekibugumirize, soto nyogoga, soto bugoma, ndi kusesema mu kamwa kange, onyere 17. Kubanga oyogera nti ndi mugagga, era ngaggawadde.
Eyo nno yali kanisa.
This one was a church.
Si kizimbe.
It's not a building, but the saints, the brethren. And they reached the point, and they cast along the half. And they say, what are we lacking now? We are holy.
umukisha kuno tekusobola kubao
blessing cannot be upon us except when we are holy.
Kumbo butukufu tebuli kubibali balina.
Holiness is not in what they were holding having.
Mhm.
Kubikure sule yokusatu noli nyiro 17.
Revelation 3:17.
Kubango yogera nti ndi mugagga iranga gawadde. So siliko chenetaga. Soto manyi ngoli muna kugwe ira asasirwa. Ira omwavu, ira omusibe wabaso ali obwere.
Never gambe kanisa eyo.
Tell the church.
Naye mwe.
But you.
Mugamba mugagga wadde ne muli
gotten rich, but you're wretched.
Muribavu,
you are poor.
Muyerusalem, echo mukute muri na yowanda kayumba.
Jerusalem of heaven, you have nothing like a structure there.
Echo kula temuri na mubiri kuva mukuru muri bwere.
No body from heaven, you're naked.
Temuri na denebi ambare biyomo yu.
Nothing like spiritual clothing.
Kubanga bikole bikole biyobu tu.
They are made from acts of righteousness.
Kakati ensonga yabanu.
Now the reason of this church.
You know
the
preacher never
teach the gospel of kingdom and righteousness.
They
put it aside.
And
they resorted on money till to the under the ocean. Revelation 3:18.
Nkuwerera magezi okugula jendi zabu eyalongosebwa mu muliro. Olyoko gagawale nengo ye enjeru. Olyoko yambale. Era n'ensonyi ezobwererebwo zireme okulabika.
Yes, you have
seen. Praise Jesus so much.
I know mubiri okuva mu ggulu ogwa zaabu gwe yali ayogerako.
This is the body of heaven of gold he was speaking of.
Ogulimba kolisi ky'okubiri sule y'okutaano.
Second Corinthians 5.
Yolisoka paka olw'omusanvu.
From verses 1 to 7.
N'oluyimba 5.
And Song of Songs 5.
Onyoleko mpaka 2 mu
From verses 10 to 21.
Omubiri ogwo gwe yali ayogerako gwa nti temulina mubiri kuva mu ggulu.
That is the body spoke of which come from heaven.
Nebo bali kimutugaga wadde
tuna sente. But they were on one thing. We've gotten rich, we have money.
Katonda uno wano yatuvira
iyo. For us.
Do
you know that the seven churches, most of them had gone under the ocean.
They put
the seat of Satan. They put in their synagogues. And the seat of Satan is right outside there. According to Revelation 2, verse 13. Let's begin from verse 12.
You
see one church that already entered things of Satan. Revelation 2 verse 12.
Ere ni malaika owekanisa eyomperugamo wandika nti bwati bwayogera oyo alina ekitala ekisala ekyobwogi obubiri nti mmanyi gyotuula awali entebe eyobwakabaka eya Sitaani.
Now
this church had a problem. Satan has his base under the ocean. According to Ezekiel
27.
Now they had gone in that base.
And
gave them a seat to bring in the synagogue.
And they said
the seat of Jesus is there where he sits. Yet it's not Jesus. Now,
churches,
most of them,
they
reached the time that given up on God.
And
the seventh you heard, which was rich, was the anointing we hear of today, of the harvesting anointing. And
every
wealth they say it's wealth.
The
children of God who are in such places. I see you out there
at
the synagogue of Satan, but it is you who will not progress among them.
And
you will not pass through there. Come discover my issue in the rightful place. Provide for you and you're going to use well. And use for life. And for serving
you.
Moving on to understand me.
Then
you inherit riches more in heaven.
Mean.
He moves on and speaks. Revelation 2 verse 13.
Ntimanyi gyotuula awali entebe ey'obwakabaka eya Sitaani era okwata erinnya lyange so teweegaana kukkiriza kwange era ne mu nnaku za Antipa omujulirwa wange omusajja wange omwesigwa eyattirwa ewammwe Sitaani w'atuula.
Now let me tell
you. When you find that Pastor Wayne
is not there, there are no miracles done.
You know,
he has demons on his head, they work specific on him. Our Lord Jesus, when he was on the
wall,
as he healed, the apostles too went aside and they healed. What they failed is what they called him to do.
Not that
the chief wizard.
Most of them
think you're in churches.
You are
out there where Satan is seated.
he's
doing this gymnastics, the monkey style is like that. And all of you are down. The seat of God is up there.
God
who came from heaven is just sitting here.
If the
Holy Spirit left his
master seat,
come be in us to minister.
Not even the
Spirit except our hearts.
Now, the
problem is there, brethren, that many times
we
refuse to discover the reason of God. Why have we gone to pray? Not that we are in need, but to discover 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse
3,
that gives us to use for life and for serving him,
and
move on to understand him. And we must bring our reasons. For last time when he freely gave us, and we used wrongly,
we
accused him, told him it's you who gave us. Praise Jesus.
So to
let's discover our reason.
I
told you most churches,
there's
even another here. Revelation
3,
verses
9.
Revelation 3 verses 9.
Laba, ngaba nti laba, ngaba omu kunganilo ya sitani.
Walia abalina makunganilo gabani.
They are those with synagogues of Satan.
Lakati mumuro wa sitani ya limu sabuli
yoka. You think Satan is only in the shrines.
Ya kora dama kunganilo.
He already made his synagogues.
Edabu, wadu wa wabaku synagogue.
Are there people who come from synagogue?
Wali achimanyi.
The other knows it.
Name one nine seven. Now you are
out there, God is going to provide for you.
You've
not yet reached the point that what he has clothes you.
He doesn't clothe us,
the Holy Spirit one comes on us.
The
reason is one, brethren. Don't rush in this world. Don't run with it. Don't run everywhere you see miracles. God knows you are in need.
You
discover the reason of praying.
God
is going to answer you in the shortest time. Discover the reason why you pray. Prove it in your heart. Bring it to God. God will answer you.
Amen.
Let's
get back to Job as we wind up.
Job 23
verses 4.
Singa nyiza okutuuka awali entebe ye, nandiriranyiza ensonga yange mu maaso ge, n'ekikyusa akamwa kange ensonga. Olwokutaano, nandimanye ebigambo byandizizeemu.
Nti ekintu kimu singa mbadde n'ebigambo by'ensonga.
What if I had meaningful words?
Katonda byanziramu byabitegeerekeka.
What God answers me is clear.
But
see how you pray for the business.
If you
dream in the night, it's been swept off, finished.
This
where it say it can move on to terrify you with the refined dreams.
And
you see, you prayed for it, but it's finished.
Lord,
why
am
you blind my eyes? Why is your hand shortened? Lord. Some of you enter in your rooms and you cry from there.
Yes,
Jesus. I'm in problems. When you come, we ask you, how are things? God is good. After you go into your room, in your home, God has said you're good, but no. Why do you want to lie then?
After
you branch in your house, the brothers have been asking me, what am I
doing?
God is good, he cares. But you don't care. Lying gets to be upon you every day. Say, after you get saved from that,
you
stop lying.
When you
turn aside, you torment me.
You
speak of his goodness. Many times you see it delayed.
Such
of your reason you gave out where you were praying.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many times you have some scriptures.
You
say, Lord, you spoke in Proverbs. The one who presses the nose brings blood upon it.
You are
good. Even my heart, I prove it.
This
my reason has delayed. At least correct me in my praying.
At least
the Spirit to lead me in the praying. If
I've
prayed wrongly,
even
the promise which
lays, tears
up the soul.
Late
to see but.
Draw it near.
He can do it for you, brought the rightful
reason.
It is in the scriptures. God wants one thing, discover why you pray. Prove your reason before him. Prepare yourself well, bring it. He will answer you.
Anyone,
someone has raised their hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As we move on,
and
the microphone reaches him,
Job
23,
verses 5.
If
you bring meaningful words,
he
says in his mighty power and he opposes you,
and he
who brings darkness in the council, what without knowledge? You know, he asked that Job.
In
Job 38.
Told
him, who is this bringing darkness in the council?
Words
without knowledge.
What are
you praying which is not clear?
When you go
pray,
oh Lord,
if you give me,
I will
build your powerful church.
That is
the glass church.
Is
that what I'm going to come back for?
Some
of the reasons you gave were wrong.
And
you have to tell him, Lord, when you give me, I'm going to help on building your church, your saints,
help
the needy. Build up your church. And Lord, when there will be a need concerning concerning the temple, which you spoke of, Isaiah 4,
5 and 6,
there will be a tent which will help them, the rain not to hit them,
and
the sunshine
will
come. Lord, when I get this time,
I'm going
to help build that tent. And you bring things clear. Lord,
give us today.
We buy
marks of
700. You build your church. That's not my church.
Now,
most of our praying, the reason of praying, and the preparations, many times are wrong. Long praying, wondering, God never hears us. He hears. But prayers have no meaning. Most don't speak in Job.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren. Like we've heard, we have no clear reasons. God can't give us what we pray from him. I'm requesting to be corrected. In Exodus
16,
that the Israelites were in need, and they were feeling hungry, they needed something to eat.
But Exodus
16 shows, they first grumbled, murmured,
and
in that God gave them. I ask myself, how did that dare happen?
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a general prayer we shall be seeing. God reaches a point in
providence.
Yet it's only one favoring that situation to prevail. Yet after that,
After
he beats those people and accuses them of what he gave them.
For
after grumbling,
he
reached some meat of others.
He told him, people, if you give us good meat,
we are tired of your type of food you give us.
Yet
remember God, he had a reason
why
he gave them the type of food and the measure he told them to correct that will teach them
man
does not live with food
but
every word from the mouth of God. Now
let's
call the reason of God. He told him, no, stop giving us your manna.
But
neighbors eat meat. Give us meat. And they got wild. Put meat, Lord.
You can have a lot of
water. Get mad even. Lord, come out today. Those men who
came to me
for what? And he
gives
you a man. You wanted
to
be humble initially.
He
treated you like driving a motorcycle.
Give us meat.
Remember, they kept doing that. They actually thought through the way.
This time he
gave them meat with death in it.
Never,
and they ate meat as it finishes. They begin to struggle for breath. And they die. Joy has come. The situation is not well on their side. Now you can tell God, Lord,
5 years
I'm
saying,
you've not given me a car. Give me a car.
A
man from America,
of England,
or China, give him a car.
Which
1 week.
Yeah, more could be enough.
He put an accident and they died. Don't act stubborn on God. Can give us and even give protection. For he gave Job and he put protection. When
Satan
passed there, he said, man,
Job
lives in vain.
He's
all caged on every possession of his. When God is given you, he puts protection on Job. If you don't force him over that issue,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. After you put tension on him,
he
will give you and you experience the tension of what you've been given.
Let's bring
to answer Job 22, verse 25 to 30. Job 22 from verse 25.
Kalo muinza we bintu byonna yanabanga obugagga bwo. Era anabanga feza ya mwendo mungi joli.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twetaga ebintu byonna bitwetaga.
Need all things we need.
Naye Katonda.
But gold.
Yezabu esinga okubeya obugagga obungi.
The gold which surpasses every treasure.
Silver wafu w'amaani w'obugagga obutayogereka.
Filled of treasures and spoken.
Era bino bwe tumala okubifuna.
And after we get these.
Tutuuka nga tulaba birabe.
We reach and just see them.
Oli mu zabu akira zabu.
Because of the gold which surpasses
silver, akira silver yenna.
Treasures which surpass all treasures.
Whoever ori nanga yekatonda.
That you hold and that's gold.
But who oruga na yazi nangamba.
The brethren came told me.
Agati nzende mu Bitcoin.
Now
because
I am in the Bitcoin. What can I do?
Mine ebino subya abasita.
These coins of the devils.
Because
now what should I do? I told him what's written on your t-shirt.
We believe in God.
That we believe in the God, ourselves, God, not that gold. That word alone first shows you. Where have you entered?
Left
to believe in God.
Now gold.
You're believing in gold, Zabu.
Yet
they tell you, God is your gold surpassing all. God is your silver. You don't need to compare him with anything in the treasures and wealth.
Yobu esula yabidi mubili olinyirwabidi mutano.
Job 22:25.
Kala omuyinza w'ebintu byonna yanabanga obugagga bwo era anabanga feza ya mwendo mungi joli.
Mm-hmm.
Olinyirwabidi mu omukaga. Kubanga runo sanyukiranga omuyinza w'ebintu byonna era noyimusanga amasogo eri Katonda. Abili musango. Ono sabanga okusaba kwo eri ye.
Olaba.
You hear?
Singa mu mutima gw'omanya.
You know what you know.
Nti tali kintu kirimpebwa.
Nothing which will be given me.
Ekiri singa Katonda.
Which will be above God.
Bwogenda okusaba.
When you go to pray.
Agamba bamuwe. Akimanyi bulungi omwana
wange.
Tali kintu singa.
Nothing is surpassing me.
They can compare me with.
The problem is there.
What is the reason you give upon them?
You go to the village to tell them you see Jesus. Showing them they walk and live in Jesus.
In heavens and earth are within him.
John 14:20. On that day you know that you are within me.
Explain the rightful Jesus, but is surpassing them.
In the most valuable stone. We call him the rock, olden rock.
I think it's of what extent.
Yobu esula eyabiri mwebiri n'olugiriri olwabiri mwomusanvu.
Job 22:27.
Onosabanga okusaba ko eriye. Naye anakuuliranga.
Yesu yebazibwe. Singa omala n'okizula mu mutima gwo.
If you discover in your heart.
Ndi tewali kintu kiryenkana Katonda.
Nothing will be equal to God.
Era ekirinzija ku mutonzi wange.
Now which will take you from your creator.
Ekirinneerabiza Katonda kitanga.
Which will make you forget God my Father in
heaven. Era ekirimbuza okuva ku lugendo lwange oluddayo ebugyali.
From my journey to head back to him.
Olugendo lw'okugenda mu ggulu.
The journey of going to heaven.
Bw'olikizula n'okakasa omutima gwo.
You will discover, prove your heart.
N'oyerawo byonna ebitali bya
butuukirivu. You strip off all things which are not right.
N'okakasa nti Kristo Yesu.
And you prove Christ Jesus.
Ye Mukama ennaku zonna.
He's Lord all day.
Ye Mugagga ennaku zonna.
He's precious all day.
N'okakasa nti omwoyo wa Katonda.
Prove the spirit of God.
Teri ayinza kumwenkana.
No one can be.
Teri ali mudduka.
No one will run from him.
Tewali bakimusinga.
Nothing will be better than him.
Don't worry, sir.
And you take your prayer.
Agamba kati ntege.
And you serve real life.
Sobola bikozesa mu bulamu obwo.
Can use in your life.
Ne mukumpereza.
Ne
mukwongera okuntegeerera.
Moving on to understand.
Nti n'osaba essaala yo.
And you pray your prayer.
Awo Mukama n'alyoka akuwuliriza.
God will answer you, give you.
Yobu esula yabiri mu bbiri n'olunyolo abiri mu musanvu.
Job 22:27.
Era onaasasulanga obweyamu obwo. Abiri munaana.
Jukira bw'oba osaba muli.
Remember as you pray.
Waliwo ebintu bye weeyama.
There are things you vow.
Bw'oba oli kusaba n'ensonga gy'owa.
There are reasons you give.
Genda kukola bwenti.
I'm going to do this.
Ne bwenti.
And the other.
Ne bwenti.
And the other.
Obwo bweyamu munda musaalayo.
Those vows within your praying.
Yobu esula yabiri mu bbiri n'olunyolo abiri mu munaana.
Job 22:28.
Era onoolagiranga ekigambo ne kinywera gy'oli.
Kakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Ndi singa omala n'okizuula.
If you get to discover.
Teteri kya bugagga kyenkana Katonda.
No treasure is equal to God.
Otuka ekisaya n'okwotinga bukwoti
zikyawa. The point you quote is scripture.
N'ogamba Mukama.
It is the Lord.
Wayogera mu Matayo sura y'omukaga.
In Matthew 6.
Ura 3:7.
Verse 43.
Wanyoba kabaka n'obutuukirivu.
You see the kingdom of righteousness.
Ebisiga dona abituwangira.
And the rest you'll add them.
Kimanyi Mukama.
I know it, Lord.
Obwakabaka obwo ebusinga.
Kingdom is the best.
Ye mwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Mu Matayo 12.
Matthew 12.
2:8.
Uva
ogoba emizimu.
When you cast demons.
Wo mwoyo wo.
By your spirit.
Obwakabaka bakunda bumaze okujja.
Kingdom of God has come.
Era nnoonyeza omwoyo wa Mukama.
Put your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Mwoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Ye mwoyo wo kuteesa.
The one of counsel.
Ye mwoyo wo kutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Ye moyo wa amani,
spirit of power,
ye moyo wa kumanya,
spirit of knowledge,
ye moyo wa Mukama,
your spirit
of obutuukirivu bwe buli bwe buti.
Righteousness is like this.
No yanitula ebikola by'omuntu.
You display acts of the Holy Spirit.
Omugana ye Mukama.
And you say, but Lord,
yagala sigala nga ndi munywevu.
And you want to remain strengthened.
Esaala egamba mu ngero.
Prayer says in Proverbs.
Mukama tondeka kuba mwavu.
Lord, don't leave me poor.
Nenvumaganya
erinnya. And I make your name a scorn.
Nenziba nenvumaganya
erinnya. And I still scorn your name.
So tompa bingi nnyo ne ntuuka
n'okwerabira. Give me much to reach to forget.
Naye ompe ebimala.
Give me enough.
Ng'asobola n'okuyamba
abeetaaga. Help needed.
Mu linnya lya Mukama
waffe Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
N'olagira ekigambo ne weebaka.
Command the word you sleep.
Enkya ne bakuweereza
bamuweereza. Tomorrow they send you. If you speak your many words,
and they
are not meaningful words,
I
waited to command a meaningful word. I requested a number of words.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yobu esula yabiri mubiri n'olunyiri wabiri munana.
Yobu 22:28.
No musana guna ayakiranga amakubo go. Abiri mwenda. Bweba kusula ono yogeranga nti waliwo okuyimusibwa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
What do you want to have? Full
those who fight that to get down
business in Egwa
and the business falls.
No government charge me must see what
tomorrow will be raised up.
Nechiba Buichi.
And it happens.
The
one you know above all treasures.
The
one who knows what
we need.
He saw when they are taking them away.
Said,
I want to raise you and they will fear. Let me raise.
They will
put you low and God will raise you up. He knows it. Even those who put you low, he knows them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I can say God doesn't know what you need.
If business
they want to fight your people to get down.
Or your market,
he knows of everything. I surpass all treasures. Those who
you
know, I'll raise you up more. If you discover there is a lifting up,
you
reveal that as I fall, there is a lifting up.
What
you must know that. Don't quake over that.
You
have chased me from the house. You know there's a better one.
Amen.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Yeah, I got a Christian.
Put you outside.
If you
speak in your heart, that is something next. God, you have a new plan.
To
someone calls without knowing them.
But then,
I've been here. I had to give you some money. You know, we started with you.
If
God wants one
thing, he can
forget him is around
you.
You are in need, that you are in need of.
Amen.
If
they have thrown your law down,
what
did
you say? If
they fall, there's a lift now.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
If
you are involved in your falling,
and
someone has made you fall down,
let's
repeat this verse.
Yobu esula eyabiri mwebiri n'olunyiri lwabiri mwomwenda.
Yobu 22:29.
Bwe bakusula ono yogeranga nti waliwo okuyimusibwa.
Nti bwe bakusuula nga si gwe weesudde.
It's not your fault, made you fall yourself.
Manyi wabadde wagenda okujja mu sente mu business ali.
Take money from the business.
Agambe waliwo okuyimusibwa.
And they say there's a lifting up.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Kakati kankubulira muganda
wange. Let me tell you, brethren.
Oyinza okuba waliwo abakwogerako ebigambo.
Maybe that people spoke what
they said. Tolibeera bulungi.
You will not be well.
Gwe gamba waliwo okubeera obulungi.
There is the be well situation coming.
Naye ekikulu naye wabikkiriza.
But did you believe what he said?
Musajja wa Katonda abingamba.
The love of God has told it to me.
Kakati Katonda wamusisinkanyeko naye n'abikugamba.
Did you meet God? He told you that?
Agamba wababi oge.
If he spoke.
Gwe gamba waliwo ekisa.
You said there is another grace.
Things
may be impossible, but God is possible. If
you refuse
to provide for false prophet,
it will
cast you. You
tell
him there is grace.
There is
grace. There is grace. Is the Holy Spirit in him.
Yes, he has
praise Jesus.
And
God wants one thing. Discover his presence.
Someone
has done it. Many people work with Satan. If it is it to you, all prophets grabbed from you,
and they told
your land finished it.
Gamba mukama.
Say, Lord,
they
grabbed
from you, but
there is a restoration.
Amen.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so
much.
For he gave Job double. He said, I grabbed all things. Big things which discourage here.
You must
get strengthened and courageous.
I'm
with you, but first get strengthened.
Get
courageous.
Begin to
say there's a lifting up.
But you begin a business,
as you say. But my things.
Pursuing
to have abroad, but things have failed long time. And he said, now you
are
speak that is lived now.
There is
a restoration. You know, you discover someone bewitches you. And you begin to quake, they are bewitching you. And the scripture says,
no,
witchcraft against Israel, you don't know that?
How dare
you believe born again you're bewitched? You are bewitched. Leave them to bewitch. God sees them bewitched. And he has something to do next. If you get strengthened in your heart, you will bewitch and get tired. When you find poop all your shop, put it, throw it off. Open the shop. There is power surpassing the poop.
Amen.
Someone
How more will I fear God?
You know,
wizards put these things threatening. And they get those herbs. And they press it on poop like that.
You said that
you're a fool. Now, why did you touch it, Pupu?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
every time you go to pray, think of a reason of praying. Prepare yourself.
God
is ready to answer you. Let's finish this word.
Job 22:29. Bwepa kusula, noyogera anga nti waliwo okuyimusibwa. Era onakolanga nti era analokolanga eyetowaza.
Yes, ye bazibwe
nti. Praise Jesus.
Bwepa kusula,
when they throw your load,
noyogera waliwo okuyimusibwa.
See, there's a lift now.
Era Katonda alokulaba abakaka na
jali. God says those who humble to him.
Those
with a broken heart and a contrite heart, he will surely save them.
Speaks
in the next verse.
Job
22:13.
Anawo nti, anawo nyanga, noyo abataliko musango. Wewawo, anawo nyezibwanga, oluobulongofu, obwengalozo.
Gwesigalanga emirimu gye mikono gyo
giri mulongo. The works of your hands are in plain.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bino bye tusabanga deno deri okutambula
okulokya. And down moving. That they do it in the prayer of warfare.
This
is forbidden in Job
23.
Verses 8, and he says this.
Job 23:8. Nene sinza kumulaba.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kutu kekisera.
We reach a time.
Lokuba tuwe tomanyi songa ya kusaba.
Because you have no reason of praying.
Tuwete kese burungi.
Not prepared well.
Nota andiko sabango ogenda.
Begin to pray going up and down. You pray
in darkness. And you see there. You go to the other side. And if you ship
don't see
it. You go to the
wall. You beat.
You beat. Adi aduka na kudena munga tosobura kuraba.
It is a time and you cannot see.
Shall
get another time begin from
him. His
prayers, how you pray them.
Don't go
into prayer to be given.
You
begin to move up and down like a mad person.
Prayer
of repentance, the people settle.
Even prayer
of warfare, that's when they riot. And they attack the devil.
The
armies of angels to Satan.
Remember
prayer
to
be given.
Yes, Jesus.
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 And what is on you?
Yes, we was
praised.
That we make it for the
stand on our feet.
To make us strong as it wants to lead him.
We produce some reasons to God.
Maybe we do it again, but more of
it in our life.
Serving
him.
We are
going to teaches you how to profit.
And
we are going to benefit in this praying. God has told us.
Let's
tell our reasons to him.
Father
Almighty.
The good moment
you've given
us. We glorify
you, O King of Kings.
Right
now you have told us. Like you promised us.
sura yokuna
Micah chapter 4
mukama
on the mountain of God
okuyigirizibwa engudozi
told of his ways
mukama tutegedde
amakubo ko realize your ways
eranga bwatusubiza
like you promised us Isaiah
sura yokubiri
Isaiah chapter 2
onyorisoka nokugira titulijja kulusozirwa okuyigiriza
to be told
okuyigirizibwa amakubo ko tutegedde mukama
bwatunasisinkana
nawe
wow we shall be made
era bwatunaleta ensonga zaffe okutegeeza ebyo twetaaga kubanga tukitegedde mukama gwatuyigiriza okugasa bwatugamba mu Isaya
48
onyole 17 nti nno kankano mukama yekwe mukama atuyigiriza okugasa era lwotugamba nga kunoonyeza bwereere laba n'olwaleero mukama weyongedde okutegeera ensonga y'okusaba ayi kabakabakabaka si kulwa nga tomanyi bye twetaaga naye obimanyi mukama bwatugamba sibo kabakabakabaka mu Matayo essula eyo ey'omukaaga onyola omusanvu paka olw'omwenda nditemulowooza temunawulira olw'ebigambo byammwe ebingi naye musooke okutegeera nikitamu amanyi bimwetaaga nga temunaba nakubisaba mukama ensonga y'okusaba kwaffe eri mu kukunyonnyola bwe tunaakozesa mukama kubanga watugamba ng'osinziira mu Yakobo essula ey'okuna nti kaakano tusaba tubikozesa okwegomba kwaffe naye mukama olwaleero nga twenenyanga ebiro ebyasooka bwe watugezesa akaakati n'otuwaako mukama ne tukozesa bubi otusaasire otusonyiwe mukama kubanga leero tugolola ebigambo eby'ensonga nga bw'otuyigiriza mu Yobu essula eyabiri mu essatu nti bwe tunaamala okufuna ebigambo eby'ensonga ne tubireeta gy'oli tunaamanya ky'ogenda okutuddamu tunaalindirira mukama okulaba ky'ogenda okutuddamu tukwebaza mukama kubanga ensonga yo nambulukufu mukama omanyi bye twetaaga nga tetunaba nakubisaba naye tukwebaza otugumiikiriza mu biro ebiyise bwe tukusabye ng'ebigambo byaffe si bya nsonga obaddewo n'oyamba obaddewo n'onyigiriza okulabika ng'otulabirira okulabika ng'otukuuma naye tusaba otusonyiwe osaasire wetubadde nga tetutuukiridde erinnya lyo ne lifuna ekivume okuva mu kkanisa nga tukozesezza bubi by'otuwadde olwaleero mukama tuyize nga bwe watugambye mpita ekyokubiri essula esooka olunya olwokusatu nti obuyinza bwa katonda bwaba abimwetaaga mulamu buno ne mukumuweereza ne mukwongera mumutegeerera ddala mukama ssebo tukuwa ensonga yaffe na leero ssebo nga bw'otuyigiriza kaakano mukama tuli beetegefu okukozesa ebyo by'otuwa mukama mu kukuweereza ne mubulamu buno ne mukwongera okukutegeera tusaba mukama okkirize otuzeeyo ssebo bikola by'abatume essula ey'okuna bwagabiire kanisa buli omu n'abeera ng'alina nga tewali n'omu eyeeta tukusaba okkirize otukwatirwe ekisa ayi kabakabakabaka oleke okulekeza ddelyo nga tuyagayaga nga twetaaga ayi kabakabakabaka tusonyiwe otusaasire oleme otuleka mukama nga twetaaga kubanga watugamba nti omuntu okubanga afiirwa obwakabaka waakiri afiirwa eriiso mukama n'ogamba waakiri omwana wo okumuzikiriza olw'okumuwa ebyo byagenda okukozesa obubi muggulu nga mwavu naye mukama era bangi kuffe tulemereddwa ssebo kabakabakabaka ne tukyama ne tuzikirira olw'obwavu obwatulumanga naye mukama tusaba otusaasire oleme okuleka omwavu mu masekati gaffe kubanga watugamba mu kyamateeka essula ekumi n'ennya n'essula ekumi n'ettaano tewabanga omwavu mu masekati gammwe mukama tukusaba nga bwe tusaba mu ngero omwoyo omutukuvu yasaba mu ngero n'agamba mukama toneka kuba mwavu okuvumaganya erinnya lyo ate mukama toneka kuba mugagga nnyo n'ekwerabira naye mukama onjigirize bwenyinza okukozesa ebyo byompa mukama nange njize leero ayi mukama nkwebaza olw'okunjigiriza waŋŋamba mutemiseewo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga noonya olwabiri n'oŋŋamba mukama nti abagagga ab'emirembe gino ab'omu kkanisa obabuulirenga webayinza okukozesa ebyobugagga byabwe mukama tuyize era tukusaba okkirize mukama okutugabirira okubirize mukama okuwa ekkanisa yo tuleme okgenda mu banabbi b'obulimba naye tusigale nga tulina byonna.
for life, and
for salvation.
To save you,
we pray all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you.